complicated adjective which comes from the verb Rahm. It's Rahman and Rahim. Rahman and Rahim are supposed to be one word, but they are not. They will show two different aspects of kindness and tenderness. One is Rahman, which is the best giver, and the other one is Rahim, which is more forgiver. So he is giver and forgiver. Then, this is the God who sends the messenger, not because he needed it. Why? Because he is great. That's how we start. Yes?
By the Lord who from the lowly earth created glorious princely riders, purified them from the temperament of earthly beings, and caused them to outrun the celestials, who took up from the fire and fashioned into pure light, and then outstripped all lights, that splendor of lightning which shone over the spirits, so that Adam gained from that light knowledge.
You see, here comes to Adam. So the process was what? Process was what? Once upon a time there is a God, right? That's the lovely one, giver and forgiver, who sent the prophets, the one that chose dirt here, purified it, and made it something better than everything else. He picked it up from fire. Remember the fire? Do you remember the fire was closest angel to him? Satan. Satan is from fire, right? Because it's fire. What is Satan to you, gentlemen?
Arrogance.
The guy with words, tail?
Arrogance.
Knowledge?
Knowledge.
He is the angel of knowledge. That's why he was closest to God. And guess what? Knowledge is a dangerous stuff. And it's a very lovely stuff. If it is managed carefully, right? So, I'm talking about knowledge. Yeah, I'm talking about Satan. Satan is from fire, which is dangerous, but it could cook and do all the good stuff, right? Then what? There is a relationship between fire and light, because fire normally has to a degree light. That's why Satan is the best. That's what knowledge is good. Knowledge brings the helps a lot. When we talk about this wisdom, we don't say knowledge is bad, but we say knowledge is not enough. Knowledge could go wrong, because knowledge is based on ego. Knowledge is in one person. But this is something else, right? So he took the fire and made the light out of it. That little transformation. Light doesn't burn, but gives the light and gives life and all that. So he purified, in a way, the fire of knowledge, transformed it, and let it shine on all lights. Means all the understanding and wisdom would be changed by this. This is a wonderful, lovely thunder which illuminated the breath, and all of this is to give the light of wisdom to Adam. Means he did it. He purified human being. He managed to metamorph, in a way, fire to light, to give the light to Adam. And he gave it to Adam. Why? This silly Adam, as far as we know, is not a very good man. First of all, one rib is missing. Secondly, he didn't choose the fruit. Eve did. And mainly the fruit is because of Satan. And all of this to Adam, why? You tell me. If this creator of you is not silly, why is he doing this? Do you understand the gravity of the question? Because I'm questioning from the beginning. All of it right to Adam. Okay? And we believe that he prepared everything. He did this, he did that, he did that. Then later we will hear in a story, Rumi made in a story, it's not in Bible or Quran, that God wants to have the death. Who you are the God, you want a little bit of earth. Who do you send?
You.
Gabriel! Gabriel is the guy to send. We'll send the Gabriel. Then Michael. All of the angels. They will not succeed. Because one by one they come to earth and earth will beg them, please let me, leave me alone. Because he will explain why God wants to do this. Why did he want to create this new stuff? You should remember. He wanted to make the existence entangled between good and bad. There was no good and bad before that. It's not good and bad, it's khair and shar. It didn't exist. When God wanted to do this, he asked for them. They go, they don't succeed. Then the last one, normally will get it, and he will be the one who will get your life from you and will revive you in the judgment day. All of this and bringing it and making a statue very big, enormous, you know, his head was in Yaman, his feet was, I don't know, in Baghdad maybe. I don't remember the exact, but it's like that. And this God who created the everything in 6 days, for 40 days he will sit down for this clay to dry. Then he will blow from himself in it. Then a rib and Eve. Then the Satan. Then all of that for these guys to have the apple, yes, and give them the knowledge. Why? Why all this silly stuff? You tell me, if you are a believer. Honestly, deep down, I believe that you should have the answer for this. If not, what do you do? Because these questions are valid. And here you're going to see that validity in so many verses, couple of pages, that I remember how the mood of the class will be in this time. When I'm learning this, we're sitting down, different teachers, different style, but mainly we're quiet, somebody is reading, and here we are very happy because this is an echelon ladder that we could guess the next step, right? When they say Muhammad, then Abu Bakr, then they say, oh yeah, then Umar, then Uthman, then Ali, blah, 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 you know what's coming on, and it looks easy, and the teachers normally they don't say anything here. Especially in some of these books, they have injected some of this Shiism in it, which was not invented even in the time of Rumi. Normally, they look at it as a prayer, because the guy is saying, honest to God, honest to... And they passed. And you remember that time that I reapproached this Buddha and said, I don't let go of anything. If there is a dash over there, I wanted to know what Rumi was thinking when he decided to put it there. Because I believe he knew what he was doing. Because I have seen the magic. You haven't yet. Honestly, God, when this book finishes, when you read book 6, you will be shocked. Because he starts talking about, okay, let's talk about this. We talked about it a little bit. Remember, we talked that and that and that. Suddenly, you will realize that this is not an edited book. He will say it, they will put it down, this is it. 17 years later, he's talking about another subject. He will remember when he was saying this. And he will quote himself that I said it like this because right at the beginning he knew that he needs all these different conversations to arrive there. He dares to use all the tricks in the book. You know what's the best trick he ever did that I haven't seen? He will make a story which doesn't end, and he will end his final book with that. Show me a writer who dares to do that, because he doesn't care about all of this. He's a professional teacher. He knew how to do this. So here he's telling you the answer of that. That was the answer to my question. Oh my goodness, you know why he did it? Do you want to really know? He gave it to Adam, and Adam gave it to Shees, and Shees gave it to blah, 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 and Shams gave it to Rumi. And Rumi gave it to you. This is what it is. A continuum of that knowledge he wanted to be visible. Do you remember? This is the way that hidden treasure is becoming the treasure. He said, I was a hidden treasure, I wanted to be known. He's known how. He just gave it to Adam. That's enough. Because there is a we, and you give it to one, it leaks to all. This is the basic. And this basic is brought here. Good, it was a good principle to know, but it has a special use here. Because this is how you should deal with your ego. You just do one thing. One step at a time you walk. So you do something good. The first one is simple. When you do something that is not for you, it's for we. If you do that, then you will change. You will become someone else. So this first step will hand something to you next, because you are the next. The next, which I was explaining, that will change a little bit, right? That one will do another one. Means the path will be walked one step at a time. Because time is walking one step out at a time. Because we are in time, and we really could walk only one step at a time. Thinking about the big stuff will not happen that easy. Not thinking about it, you don't move. Your movement, little by little. Like, look at the light which was given to Adam. Thanks God, we are carrying it now. Because where is this